Hi, Terry. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah. Before I get to the hemochromatosis topic, I want to just set the stage here. About a year ago, for because I have MTHFR issues, I changed my supplementation to start addressing that. So I've got methylfolate and methylcobalamin and TMG and so on.
Good for you.
Going. And didn't really think too much about it. Things seemed to be just fine. At that same time, I had my quarterly ferritin check because I'm compound heterozygous for two of the three mutations for hemochromatosis.
Okay.
And that puts about, I think, about 17% of us in a group that have an issue. So I'm in the 90s, and then this summer it had dropped a little bit to the 80s. And then in November, it's in the 50s, and a week ago, it's still in the 50s, which I love. And I just all of a sudden had a thought that I'm wondering if what I'm doing in the methylation part of this may have affected the expression of those alleles. Is that possible?
I suppose it is possible. I cannot tell you, though. Oh, yes, it is, though, because I haven't seen research on methylfolate, methylcobalamin, and the other good things that you're doing for yourself, and specifically on those things and hemochromatosis. It's possible, but I don't think there's any research on it. Now, I should tell you that Dr. Leslie Moracal, M-O-R-I-C-A-L, who's practicing at the North Seattle Tahoma Clinic, is our clinic expert on MTHFR stuff. She really knows her stuff. She's been in practice over 20 years. And so that might be a resource for you, should a resource be needed, Dr. Leslie Moracal. She's really up on the MTHFR. And if there's research out there to show that it affects hemochromatosis, I suspect she would know. That is the remedies for MTHFR. Now, having said that, sir, one thing to mention. In addition, the ferritin is not the iron. The iron is not the ferritin. The ferritin is made by the liver. It transports the iron around the system, but it's like a suitcase, sort of, and the iron is the contents. Mm-hmm. So I hope they did your serum iron also, because the serum iron is the iron, and that's what you need to follow the most.
Right. And throughout this entire time, it's been 100 plus or minus 10 or 15, maybe something like that, and there didn't seem to be any correlation at all between the actual serum iron level and the ferritin level, because the ferritin will go way up and go way down, and iron stay pretty much where it's at. I mean, it didn't change much.
Yeah. Okay. Well, like I say, you follow, and I'm glad you're doing it, but please keep following the iron more than you follow the ferritin, because that discrepancy frequently exists. Okay, well, sounds like you got things under control, sir.
Yeah, I couldn't figure anything else out. It was just because I've always been told you've got it and you're stuck with phlebotomies for the rest of your life. And then this turned up, and I'm wondering maybe there was something going on with the methylation part.
Well, you know what, sir? That is definitely going to get me stimulated to go looking further, because I haven't dug into that topic. Can B12 and folate and so forth affect hemochromatosis and serum iron? I never had any reason to. But we'll check into that further, because it's sometimes just observations like this that lead to, oh, yeah, we can do something here. And you know what, sir? Thank you so much. But the next person I see with hemochromatosis, which happens about once a year, not real often, well, we're sure going to check them for the MTHFR. That's for sure.
All right. Well, thank you much.
Okay, and thank you for calling and your contribution.
Sorry, but-